I'm Tom Meyer, stress coach, and welcome to another episode of Health Matters. In Health Matters, I take a closer look at the S word that has become one of the biggest challenges to our health and well-being, stress. In this episode, I'd like to go back to where we started and refresh your memory on what stress is. Stress is an autonomic biological response triggered so we can adapt to the changing environment. Stress gets you up in the morning, allows you to face challenges, and makes you jump away from that oncoming car. Stress is good and it's essential for your survival. However, our days are not like those when we were chasing or being chased by predators and for which this response was designed and perfectly suited. We have some very different challenges to respond to, which are more psychosocial. Am I good enough? What is my boss going to say? I don't meet my deadlines. Oh no, another traffic jam. Or we fret when the bus is late once again. To which we react with the same physical response as we were being chased by a lion. Increased heart rate, blood pressure and respiratory rate. Muscles tense up and our digestion and libido are inhibited. So we found the cause of stress. It's our biology. It hasn't gotten the 2014 update yet. But I'm sorry to say, no, it isn't that simple. Our biology works just fine. It just needs enough time to reset itself after the stressful event is over. The real cause and problem that we are facing is that we don't take enough time for our biology to relax, recuperate, and regenerate itself. One stressor isn't over and the next one is already upon us, resulting in wear and tear. Time to relax. Do you have it? How many of you feel guilty when you're doing nothing? Or how many of you judge others because they're seemingly doing nothing? I know you're out there, but hey, some of you are conditioned that way by your parents. You must always seem to be busy. However, time is nigh to unlearn that doing nothing is a waste of time. Maybe using the words doing nothing isn't really appropriate. Let's call it what it is, unwinding. And the time is nigh to take unwinding more seriously. Unwinding is good and should be part of your daily health-promoting behavior routine, just like eating 3 healthy meals a day, drinking enough still water, and some daily low-impact exercises. How much unwinding do you need? Well, that all depends on you. Everyone has a different tolerance to the effects of stress, depending on age, gender, genetics, experience, and so on. You are unique. However, be aware, as even the strongest person, those you least expect it fall prey to stress. On that note, keep listening to Health Matters, or if you've just joined me and listened to the previous features full of tips and contributions of thought to a healthier way of living, as health matters today and can't be postponed till tomorrow. I'm Tom Meyer, stress coach for body and mind and contributor of thought to a healthier and more joyful way of living. For more information on health matters, visit my website, tommeyers.be.